Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus is more. Jesus is more.
Whoa, whoa,
whoa. Jesus is more. Jesus is more.
Ooh, yeah. Everybody wants a hero. Everybody needs a friend. A shoulder to lean on. Everybody needs a helping hand. Well, you ought to try Jesus. Said he's just a prayer away. See, he can make your burdens light. Turn your midnight in the day,
yeah.
He's so much more than a healer. When you're feeling kind of down, that is more than able. I know, I know he can turn your life around. Yeah, yeah, yeah. With more, only Jesus,
more than a miracle,
to change my
life.
Don't you know it made me right? Now I can do all things.
Jesus, I love
you.
Whatever you may go through in life, you can make it if you try. Remember, the power's not in you, but it's all in Jesus Christ. He can fight your every battle, oh Lord. He can win the fight. Just call him when you need a friend. Be his morning, noon, or night. Oh, there ain't no secret when my God.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Church of Christ at Redan Road, located in Lithonia, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Our words of encouragement on today will be presented by Brother Patrick Metlock. We kindly ask that you stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Metlock, you are on the air.
Thank you, Danielle, and I bring you greetings from the Spring Hill Road Church of Christ in Tallahassee, Florida, where it all comes together spiritually. We're thankful for you, for your faithfulness as you continue to host this particular devotion Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We're thankful for all of the people who are on the telephone lines. I don't know exactly how many people have been joining on the telephone lines. In fact, Danielle, I'd appreciate it if you can give me a sense. I see how many people are joining us on Facebook. But if you can send me a note, maybe in Messenger, just saying approximately how many people are joining the devotional, that'd be really, really good just to know what the reach is for this. And just note, too, that we're thankful for all of you, whether you're on the telephone lines, whether you're listening to this in archived fashion via Facebook, or whether you're early risers like me and Danielle and Brother Willie Bradshaw, and you're getting up and listening to this live. And Brother Bradshaw, thank you for sharing this forum with me and with others. It is not something that I take for granted. And ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, those of you who are listening and watching, you are not taken for granted either. I've been talking and doing a series a series within a series. We've been doing Gratitude Tuesday. Now this is number 19. And today is going to be the third session where we're going to encourage a level of gratitude for being made in the image and likeness of God. 2 weeks ago, we spoke about being thankful for being made with a level of volition, being sentient, being rational, and being able to make good judgments as a result, something that animals are limited to because they're not, they're driven primarily on instinct. We also talked last week about being thankful for having a level of morality. We have an ethical code that animals may lack. So a lion will not have a moral dilemma in attacking a gazelle because it's part of his or her instinct to be able to attack that gazelle so that they won't starve. Whereas we would have some issues about doing things related to self-preservation and understanding that we have moral codes that we must be guided by. And today we're going to talk about the idea of emotions because I'm going to start out with, ironically, an animal because animals aren't entities that don't have emotions. But I had an instance this weekend where Sunday, where my dog and I are out walking. And there's a big loud bang, and those of you who are familiar with Tallahassee and the geography here, I live off of a street called Buck Lake, which is kind of like a main thoroughfare. And my house is located two streets off of that main thoroughfare. And so I believe probably a truck somewhere near our subdivision may have blown a tire. And so let's just say I'm walking the dog, and once that loud bang occurs and we're so close to the main thoroughfare that my dog probably jumped about 2 feet in the air and over to the left. And let's just say she was very, very afraid for the rest of our walk. And thank God she had already done all her business, and we were headed home anyway. But she is a very strong dog. She's a partial terrier and pointer mix, and she kind of pulled me because she's very, very strong all the way home. So I kind of had control, but still, let's just say that wasn't a leisurely walk back to the house. And her tail was tucked up under her body during that whole time. And those of you who have dogs in particular, you know that, you know, the wagging of the tail, a lot of times when they're coming, when you're coming home, is they're delighted to see you. When they are afraid, they'll do the opposite, and the tail will be stiff and tucked up under the body. A stiff tail that's straight out or straight up means some level of alertness or attention or focus. And so they have ways of telling you how they feel, usually not through necessarily the eyes, although sometimes the level of the head will tell you, left head up, head to the side, head down will reveal some things. But you'll learn a lot by looking at the tail. Well, just know that even though animals have their level of emotions, God really made us with a much more sophisticated level of emotion. But and just keep in mind that if we're made in the image and likeness of God, then you got to know that God also has emotions. God gets angry and sad. Passages like Zechariah 1, Matthew 21, Genesis 6, John 11, as well as Ephesians 4, you know, teach us about God gets angry and God gets sad. Genesis 1:31 talks about how that God was pleased with what he had created. He loves and delights in us, Psalm 149, John 3:16, Romans 5:5, 1 John 4:9. And he longs for us to trust him, Ezekiel 18:23, 1 Timothy 2:4. But clearly, we have a wide range of emotions as well, sadness and grief and pleasure and anger and indignation. And, of course, most importantly, our capacity to love, which is why when you had that famous encounter in Genesis chapter 2 where God brought all the animals to Adam, and the Bible says he did not find a helper suitable, I'm sure a lot of that had to do with all of these aspects, especially looking at the fact that there was emotions that maybe could have been, were being expressed, but could not be validated in any way or form, neither Adam for the animal or the animal for Adam. So really, though, not since Adam's fall have we really seen emotions being done in the pure, good, clean way in which God made us, because the lust of man has had a negative impact on how we exercise our emotions. So all of them, so whether we're talking about even sadness or grief or anger, they were all made perfect. So I want you to know that. So there's those moments where you're going to be mourning. There are some moments when you're going to be crestfallen. There will be those moments when you will be legitimately angry. But we have to make sure that we don't let the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life cause our emotions to go in a way that does not glorify God. And so I want us to appreciate all the emotions even, again, of sadness and grief and even anger, because God made them, God exercised them himself, and he's okay with us exercising them. With this, not this Saturday, but next Saturday at 10 a.m., I'm going to do via my Zoom link and in person. Well, I won't be in person here, but a bereavement session where I say to people using this principle here that, look, if you're crying and you're crying a lot, God made those emotions for you, and everybody doesn't exercise them in exactly the same way. So don't get thrown off when some people say you should be over it or you should be, you know, beyond this by now. No, God has made us all very, very different. And yeah, there may be some other things that we might need to do where if you have a level of acute grief, and if you don't know what that is, you got to come and join my session and ask me about that on Saturday the 13th. Then, you know, you might need some additional assistance to try to help you get through what you're going through in that regard. But the idea is that God made those emotions. He made them all. The good, the ones that would appear to be more positive, as well as the ones that would appear to be somewhat negative. And so we need to glorify and be grateful and be thankful for the gift of God's emotions. We are so thankful that we're made in the image and likeness of God. Let us take a moment to pray here at this time. Father, I want to thank you for this day. I want to thank you for the many blessings that you've given us. And Father, please continue to be patient with us as we continue to give you the glory and the honor each and every day. And Father, please allow it so that we can exercise our emotions in an appropriate and a proper way, giving you the glory and giving you the honor. Father, be with those that are on the call, be with those that are on Facebook, be with those that may listen to this devotional via their archived news feed. And Father, just allow us to continue to be blessed by you so that we can be a blessing and pay those blessings forward to others. And Father, whether we're just in our slippers like I am, whether people are already in their cars listening to this devotion, or whether they've already made it to the corner of their cubicles or their offices, please know that our orientation is to give you glory and honor, not just today, but every day. Be with those that are sick among us and that have other afflictions and other areas. There are people that are still getting COVID. There are people that are still dealing with lost loved ones. There are people who are having struggles in their marriages. There are people who are just going through all kinds of things. That, ironically, is causing all types of emotions. So, Father, just help us to be able to manage those things and to be able to understand your sovereignty and your justice. We're so thankful that you aren't late and that you've never left and that you are a very present help in time of trouble. Thank you so much for being you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.